Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who had anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was ill. So the sisters sent word to Jesus saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and you want to go back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walks during the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." He said this and then told them, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awaken him." So the disciples said to him, "Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved." But Jesus was talking about his death, while they thought he meant ordinary sleep. So then Jesus said to them clearly, "Lazarus has died, and I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him." So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go to die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, "The teacher is here and is asking for you." As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him. For Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. So when the Jews who were with her in the house comforting her saw Mary get up and go out quickly, they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her weeping, He became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Probably the worst kept secret in the parish is that I'm not a big fan of the Gospel of John. And there's a reason why, and it has to do with my personal spirituality. Because John's Gospel, in my opinion, is written in such a high Christology, meaning that the Jesus in John's Gospel, his feet barely touch the ground. He is clearly God. And in this portion of the gospel as the Son of God, part of the Trinity, it almost can seem as if he is simply acting the part of a human being while not actually experiencing the emotion and the struggle that human beings like us face. So I'm not a big fan. But this particular gospel has Jesus being a little bit different in that way. Sure, he's still written in that high Christology. He knows what he's going to do before he does it, and he predicts everything that's going to happen. He's all-knowing. But woven through it is also the human side, and I'll come back to that. A little over a year ago, a very good friend of mine, who was actually my golf league partner for 9 years, so that automatically tells you he was a man of infinite patience. He died. And the year preceding his death was not a very good one. He struggled with melanoma that they were not able to get a hold of. And when he died, I found that a really hard period of time. And partially because this is the first of my close friends, my contemporaries. He's actually was 3 years younger than I am. And it shook me quite a bit. Now, sure, as part of that, I was grieving for the loss of my friend. I was grieving for his wife. I was grieving for his 2 daughters. But it was something that became really personal. And I think it's something, in fact, I know it's something that all of us go through when we start to lose people that are close to our own age. We also recognize our own mortality, that the grave is a lot closer for me than the cradle is. And somehow facing that, I think, can kind of knock us into a reality we don't always want to face. Now, with that understanding, let's go back to the Gospel of John
that I just proclaimed.
Like I said, there is a human part that we see going through this gospel. And you can see it. Most people would say it's a part where Jesus weeps, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the part where we hear twice that he was perturbed. Now, that word is not a very good word. He was shaken, I think would be a better way of saying that. It took him to his very core. And the reason why he was shaken, and this is the human part of it, is that he was starting to recognize that his own death was coming pretty close. That the walls were starting to close in on him because of the message that he had been proclaiming. And he also would have recognized that this death was not going to be a pleasant one. That there was going to be a lot of pain and a lot of suffering and a lot of struggle and humiliation. And when it says he's perturbed, he's scared, remembering that he was also fully human. So in the midst of this gospel, we see a Jesus grieving for the loss of his friend, grieving in support of Martha and Mary, who are also his friends, and recognizing that his own death is getting close. And he struggled with that. Back to my spirituality. I find it incredibly, incredibly comforting to be able to pray and talk with a Jesus that understands that, that experienced all of that human emotion, all of that struggle, that knew what joy was, knew what pain was, knew what fear was, and went through it into eternal life. So that when I'm in a situation like I was on the death of my friend, I can bring it to my prayer life, knowing full well that in Jesus, he understands and can offer me what I need to get through those moments in my life. Of all the stories in the Gospel of John, this is one that truly ties together Jesus the divine with Jesus the human. And in that, we find a perfect love that can only come from God.